Talk. I'm going to be reading out of Psalm 66. Interesting things that I found there, so I thought maybe I would share them with you. Start the first three verses. Shout for joy to God, all the earth. Sing the glory of his name. Give to him glorious praise. Say to God, how awesome are your deeds. So great is your power that your enemies come cringing to you. I hadn't really thought about God from that perspective, but as I look back and read and think about the nation of Israel, how often did God do something and their enemy was afraid and Israel really hadn't done anything, but the God of Israel was the one that caused hearts to be afraid. What a really neat picture that is for this nation to be able to step back and say, okay, God, I want to keep trusting you. I want to depend on your power. We've been reminded and we've seen demonstrations of your power. I was also going on to verse 5. Come and see what God has done. He is awesome in his deeds towards the children of men. And then it gives the example of he turned the sea into dry land and passed through the rivers on foot. And I was just trying to process in my mind, and maybe this would be something to be interesting for you or good for you. Where have you or I seen personally what God has done? I mean, it's neat to see about the nation of Israel and how they passed over on dry ground and then his eyes keep watch. But what would it be for you and I to be able to sit down and write up a list? Or maybe you want to keep on going and go to verse 16. And come and hear all who fear the Lord and tell what he has done for my soul. So maybe here would be your opportunity to kind of ride it out. This is what God has done for my soul. It's, you know, one thing for me or you to say, oh, I'm a Christian. I love Jesus. But where has he helped your soul? Where has he been alive and demonstrated his power in your family? And it can be as, you know, very simple things to, you know, just life altering, the way you think and process, the way you handle temptation, handle fear, handle anger, handle control. Like, I really want to be in control of this situation. So, God, I really need to let this go, and you need to be in control. I just want to encourage you as you go throughout the day. Maybe you can put a note tab on your phone, or you can get out a piece of paper, and as the Lord just reveals things to you that remind you of his power, remind you of the things that he's done in your life. I was talking to a friend, and he was saying that their family's talking about monuments. What are some things that they can display in their house to remind them of the power of God for their family? And so I think it'd just be neat for you to come up with a list of those things. Not that it has to be all-inclusive, but it'll be an opportunity just to really think about, God, I see you here. I see you in the scriptures, the beginning of Psalm 66. I see you there. I see you with the nation of Israel, and there's some demonstration of that. But now I see you in my life, and I just want to record that and talk about that. So just write it down and enjoy the time of thinking about what God has done, and knowing what he has done can excite us about what he will do in the future. So Jesus, I thank you for the opportunity to spend some time in Psalm 66 today. Thank you for the opportunity, just a reminder of what you did for the nation of Israel. And then help us as we write down the list of things that we have seen you do in our own personal lives and our family, that you would continue to draw our hearts close to you for your glory and by your grace. It's in your name, Jesus, we pray. Amen. God bless you and enjoy your Friday.